accurate, dependable, and late-breaking. This is local and state news on WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Good afternoon. Right now in downtown Adrian, sunny skies. We're up to 74 degrees. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt. A murder trial nearly three decades in the making is now underway in Lenawee County Circuit Court. Opening statements began Monday in the case of the People versus Ricardo Sepulveda. He's facing six felony charges, including first-degree premeditated murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and tampering with evidence in connection to a 1997 killing in Blissfield Township. Jury selection took most of the morning, and one juror was later excused due to a prior felony. The day also included debate over what evidence the jury would be allowed to see. Once opening arguments began, Assistant Attorney General Bonita Hoffman laid out a graphic account. She says the victim, still unofficially identified, was a cartel courier murdered by Sepulveda and his brother Michael. According to the state, the man was lured from a Toledo bar, killed in a cornfield, and mutilated to conceal his identity. This is how Assistant Attorney General Bonita Hoffman described it.
Ricardo and Michael were both heavily involved in drug trafficking. They had connections to cartels in Mexico and Texas. They had a group of people that would transport narcotics or money, marijuana, cocaine, primarily, especially some black tar heroin, back and forth from places like Chicago and Texas.
That was Assistant Attorney General Bonita Hoffman. Testimony followed from multiple state police witnesses, and the trial is set to continue this morning in Judge Michael Olsaver's court. WLEN News will continue to follow the case as testimony unfolds. The defense attorneys for Sepulveda came out swinging Monday as the long-delayed murder trial got underway in circuit court. During opening statements, defense attorney William Amato painted a case as unsubstantiated and politically motivated, arguing that there was no name, age, or race for the victim. He pointed out that the case hinges on the testimony of Ricardo's brother, Michael Sepulveda, who has already taken a plea deal. Here's how Amato addressed the jury.
The only thing that the assistant attorney general got right is that my client used to be a marijuana dealer. That is what he did. He's never killed anyone in his life. This story is fiction. You're to ask yourselves questions, ladies and gentlemen, about evidence. Number one, do we have a name of this alleged victim? The answer is no. Number two, we have an age of the alleged victim? The answer is no. Do we have a race of the alleged victim? The answer is no. Unfortunately, for the Attorney General, we're not living in communist Russia. The Constitution still means something.
That was defense attorney William Amato, but the courtroom quickly shifted tone when the prosecution objected to parts of that statement, particularly language suggesting government overreach. Judge Michael Olsaver sustained the objection, reminding jurors that opening state arguments are not evidence and cannot be used to imply the strength or weakness of either side's case. WLEN News will continue to follow the story and bring updates as they become available. The nonprofit Housing Help of Lenawee has officially closed its housing program at the Adrian Inn and is now asking the city to reimburse expenses tied to keeping the building running since October, mainly utilities. The program was created 2 years ago after residents were evacuated from Riverview Terrace apartments due to unsafe conditions. The city purchased the Adrian Inn and entered into an agreement with Housing Help to provide short-term housing for displaced residents. But during this week's city commission meeting, Housing Help Board Treasurer Brandy John said the program became financially unsustainable. She says the group stopped collecting rent last fall and has since covered utility bills and basic utility needs out of pocket while working to relocate the last of the tenants.
The original, because there was a 69-bedroom hotel. It was a motel. Actually, it was a year before that deemed condemned by the city. And the city was actually trying to look either to sell it or whatnot, and then that's when they acquired it.
Again, that was Brandy Johns with Housing Help of Lenawee. City leaders say they'll review the request before taking formal action. Meanwhile, the commission approved a separate resolution allowing city officials to negotiate terms for the eventual sale of the property to Adrian College. The proposed agreement includes benchmarks for demolition and a clause that would return the property to the city if those terms are not met. Adrian's interim city administrator, Vince Emmerich, has officially declined the offer to take on the position permanently. The city commission had voted at its last meeting to begin contract negotiations with Emmerich, who also serves as Adrian's chief of police. Emmerich says that after careful consideration and discussions with his family, he has chosen not to accept the role at this time.
The commission voted at the last meeting to negotiate a contract with me to consider being the permanent city administrator. That's something that I considered over the last 2 weeks. I had discussions with my family. It came to a very difficult decision to decline at this time. So with that being the case, I will still be subbing in while they do their search until they find a permanent administrator. And when they do, then I will return to chief of police.
That was Acting City Administrator Vince Emmerich. The City Commission has officially approved the city's operating budget and capital improvement plan for the upcoming fiscal year. During Monday night's meeting, commissioners voted to adopt the 2025-26 General Appropriations Act, which outlines spending for city departments and services. They also approved a six-year capital improvement plan and capital budget for 2025 and 26. The budget includes funding for infrastructure, public safety, and other city priorities, along with scheduled repairs and upgrades to city-owned buildings and facilities. City officials say the capital improvement plan will help guide long-term investments while staying within financial limits. Commissioners expressed support for the plan and the effort put in by city staff to keep the budget balanced and focused on community needs. A new seasonal feature is being added to Gerber Park, aimed at encouraging literacy and other activity for children in Lenawee County. The Lenawee County Parks Commission, in collaboration with the Great Start Collaborative and the LISD, is launching a rotating story walk. The project allows children to walk a path while reading a story spread across multiple stations. Each station also includes physical movements that help engage kids as they go. Lenawee County Deputy Administrator Shannon Elliott says the story selection will reflect the season.
They enjoy a story that they can read, and they are changed out seasonally, so children will be able to enjoy them throughout the seasons.
The walk will share space with a second interactive feature, a musical play zone, to provide a mix of literacy and sensory play for families. The story walk is expected to launch later this summer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in accordance with a proclamation issued by President Donald Trump, has ordered U.S. and Michigan flags to be lowered to half-staff immediately until sunset on the day of internment to honor and remember Pope Francis. The state of Michigan, pursuant to and in accordance with the president's directive, will lower flags to half-staff in recognition of the Pope's lifetime of service. Michigan residents, businesses, schools, local governments, and other organizations are also encouraged to display the flag at half-staff. They should be returned to full-staff on Sunday, April 27th. A Jackson County Sheriff's vehicle was damaged during a long chase with a suspected fleeing of an officer. The chase started, MLive.com reported, at about 3:30 p.m. Monday on North Elm Road in Blackman Township, north of Jackson, when officers attempted to stop a suspect and the driver fled. According to Blackman-Leone Township Public Safety Director Darren McIntosh, the suspect fled south on Elm Road and got on westbound I-94, fleeing at a high rate of speed. According to McIntosh, during the chase, the suspect sideswiped a Jackson County Sheriff's Office patrol cruiser that had joined the pursuit, damaging the vehicle. No injuries were reported. The suspect remains at large, according to McIntosh. Anyone with information on the fleeing should contact McIntosh at 517-990-8234. A Michigan Department of Corrections officer is accused of smuggling drugs into the prison that employs him near Jackson, has taken a plea offer. Joshua Michael Evans pleaded guilty April 1st to one felony count of delivery of a controlled substance, according to court records. MLive.com said that in pleading guilty, an additional felony charge of bringing contraband into prison will be dismissed at sentencing. The 48-year-old Evans was arraigned in August after a Michigan State Police investigation found he was smuggling drugs to a prisoner, according to the Michigan Attorney General's Office, which is prosecuting the case. On July 11th, Evans was found with 151 strips of Suboxone in the visiting room of the Parnell Correction Facility in Blackman Township, where he worked. Evans' employment with the Department of Corrections is currently suspended with an unpaid stop order preventing him from working for the prison system or entering prison property. That's according to Michigan Department of Corrections Public Information Officer Jenny Real. Sentencing is scheduled for the end of May before Jackson County Circuit Court Judge Thomas Wilson. Evans is currently free on a $2,000 personal recognizance bond. Michigan's Judicial Tenure Commission has filed a public complaint against an Ottawa County judge who pleaded guilty to domestic violence. Bradley Knoll, the judge, chief judge of the 58th District Court in Holland, according to OnLive.com, was sentenced to 4 months probation in anger management classes last year after admitting that he struck his wife in the head with an open hand. The complaint also says Knoll threatened a Grand Haven police officer following his arrest, telling the officer that his, quote, butt would be in a sling for a false arrest, unquote, if the prosecutor decided not to press charges. Knoll, who has continued to perform his duties as the district's chief judge, did not immediately respond to a phone and email message left on Tuesday evening. He has 14 days to respond to the complaint, after which the commission will schedule a hearing. Because he is over the age of 70, Knoll cannot run again for a judgeship in Michigan. His current term in office expires at the end of 2026. And arborists are hoping to transform vacant land on Detroit's east side by planting giant sequoias, the world's largest trees, Dale Gartner explains.
Detroit is the pilot city for the giant sequoia filter forest. The nonprofit Archangel Ancient Tree Archive has donated sequoia samplings that were planted Tuesday by Arboretum Detroit to mark Earth Day. Archangel also plans to plant sequoias in Los Angeles, Oakland, California, and London. Sequoias are resilient against disease and insects, but the California natives have become vulnerable to ever hotter wildfires on the West Coast. I'm Dale Gartner, WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Sign up for WLEN's weekday newsletter at WLEN.com. These are the lottery jackpots estimated as of right now. The Lotto 47 checks in at $5.4 million. That drawing will be tonight. Mega Millions estimated jackpot jumps to $60 million. No big winner yesterday. Our Powerball estimated jackpot for this evening is $151 million. Looking at our community highlights, the city of Tecumseh continues to flush their fire hydrants, water mains, and turn water valves Monday through Friday from 9 till 2, all through May 15th. They are moving from the north side of town southward. Here is the latest on the weather. It comes to us from the National Weather Service. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Thursday, sunny and a high of 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 56. Friday, 90% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm, mainly afternoon. High near 76, south wind 10, gusting near 20. Friday night, rain and thunderstorms 80% until about 11, then rain until 2 a.m., a low of 48 on Friday night. Then Saturday, mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny, a high of 61. For weather updates 24 hours a day, you can log on to WLEN.com. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt.
We're Lenawee's best source for local news, sports, weather, and information. Count on the news team that more and more people depend on. WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.